Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Canaan.
That would be a little weird. Be a little biblical.
It would be. It would be. So, wherever you are in our great...
So turn it into a water to wine, it'd be water to great coffee.
I mean, you can turn water into coffee. It's pretty easy. You just have to add coffee.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
Yeah. You can't just add something to make it wine. Yeah, that's real right. Miracle stuff right there. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Folks, if you own a business, if you run a business, if you manage a business, if you just work in a business, printing is a huge part of what you do. Why not work with the best? Why not work with Pip Printing and Signs? Cam Baker has been taking, and his company, they've been taking care of people in this state for 30-plus years, and their commitment to service is real. It's not just a motto on a plaque. When I tell you that, I can prove it, because I'm going to give you Cam Baker's phone number. I'm not going to give you the phone number to a 1-800 number, to a national call office, a call center. You're going to talk to the man himself. And you can tell him, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. What can you do for me? And he's going to lay out a plan for you and your business that Pip Printing and Signs can deliver on. The number is 601-499-5216. Service is important to you. It's important to the guys at Pip Printing and Signs as well. You should give them a look. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And we're just a few days away here. So my guess is it's probably too late to ship. You're going to have to go to College Corner and get you a new polo. If you show up in the Banner M polo, the bad vibes are on you. All right? When we're like, I don't know about this season, it's because of that polo you're wearing. Those of us in the state script and the interlocking, we're not feeling the bad vibes. Bad vibes are there because of that banner. So it's time to switch it out. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, Flow of the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best place in town is Restaurant Tyler. This weekend, if you got a chance to go to Restaurant Tyler for dinner, take full advantage of that. That is a meal that you're not going to find anywhere else in the city of Starkville. Great steaks, great pasta, great vegetarian options, and of course, my favorite dessert in the entire city, the stuffed pancake. I get excited. I get happy just thinking about it, Robbie. I love that stuffed pancake.
Food makes me happy. Restaurant yeah. Tyler makes me really happy.
There you go. That could be the slogan. That's a million-dollar idea right there. Next time you're in town, if you want the best meal in town, you've got to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank.
Just change the stuffed pancake to the Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder Stuffed.
Everything we do is just like, we're just going to change the name of this to Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder Stuffed!
There's the AC/DC.
There it is. We can make it all work. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. That means if you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. That means that you can be doing things with your money that other banks can't offer you. Now, other banks can offer you some options as far as investment and money management, and other banks can offer you great hometown kind of service. Who offers both? That's the question. That's what you're looking for. You get it at Priority One Bank. Again, the website is PriorityOneBank.com. Find a location near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. If I may quote Jeff Lebby, what's Jeff Lebby's middle name? So we can give the full Sokolov.
Patrick.
Is it Patrick? Is that what you're going with? Oh, it's not listed.
Ooh.
Oh, we've got a Brian Haydad situation here where we're not giving out the middle name. Okay.
You don't give out your middle name, huh?
Just a sock.
He's the only person that's allowed.
Yeah, I mean, other people, yeah, might know it. Anyway, to quote Jeff Lebby, game week, finally.
Game week, baby.
So we are here. First press conference, by the way. I got a question here. This might be a historic fact here. Today, just completely off subject, but the Southeastern Conference announced the Offensive Player of the Week for soccer. It's Trinity Byers from Texas. Is she the first Texas athlete to be named an SEC Player of the Week?
Yeah, she would be.
Got to be, right?
They haven't had any other sports.
Got to be.
Unless
last
she
week
was,
in soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to look that up. That might be the answer to a trivia question.
I think that's
I'm going to do that.
I think that's probably correct.
Texas athlete to be named.
Do, 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 do,
do. I know, right? I thought today at the press conference that we got some actual information. Most of it was related to the depth chart and some of the names that aren't on it. Obviously, the big one is Kelly Akari.
Mm-hmm.
The word from Coach Lebby back, hopefully, sooner than later on that one. I would like to point out yet again, this is something you and I have done so many times before, and I guess we have to do it again. You should not take these depth charts like Lebby is sitting down with a pen and paper and writing it down going, okay, yeah, he's going to play. That's not what's happening here, all right?
Especially when you look on there and there's like 15 ors.
Yeah. He could have just as easily put Kelly Akari on the depth chart and then dealt with it on Saturday when he didn't play. And just been like, he's been a little banged up. We held him out. But to his credit, him, Corey Ellington, both listed as injured. And then Jeff Pittman, I need to go back and re-listen to the exact quote, but the impression I got about Pittman was that he's not with the team right now, but there may be an avenue for him to return. I did not get the he's been dismissed or he's transferred vibe from that.
Well, he started by saying he's no longer with the team, and then I think he added, like, right now. So I haven't heard from anyone what this might be, if it's, you know, related to the fact that he might not be getting enough playing time, if it's disciplinary, I don't know. But there was like an uproar about this. Yep. Like Jeffrey Pittman wasn't about to be Mississippi State's fourth string running back. And I'm not trying to diminish the loss of Jeffrey Pittman, but I'm just talking strictly about Mississippi State's depth right now. You have three capable running backs. Now, you lose another one and, you know, starts to get a little dicey, but and all things considered, if that's your guys, then, I mean,
and Lebby mentioned that the true freshman, Xavier Gayton, likely to play some this year as well. So you still have four there.
Yeah.
Not a huge issue for me. I mean, there was already a crowded room. I didn't think four guys were going to get a reasonable number of carries. Three is a much more manageable number. So we'll see what happens with Pittman. My guess is, and it's just a guess, I don't know for sure, that we will not see him back in Starkville. But I could be wrong about that. So we'll just have to see. Akari, you know, is it a big loss for Mississippi State to not have him out there week one? Yeah, I think people were more excited about him than any other player on the roster outside of Shapen. So you got to wait a week to see him. But as long as he's healthy and good to go in week two, it's no problem. Ellington is a guy that I've heard a little bit that maybe not going to be out this season or anything like that, but maybe out a little bit longer than Akari. Akari, I think, is just literally might just be banged up at this point.
And so. I think we're just getting a little too premature on, you know, predicting Mississippi State to win two games and things like that. We mentioned on the show Corey Ellington's going to be out for a little bit. So that's nothing that's been a surprise. Akari is a little bit of a surprise that he's not playing this week because I felt like he would be back in time for this week, but I still don't see this as a long-term issue for him. He's been dealing with this injury for the last, I would say, probably 3 weeks now. He's probably at the tail end here, and my thought process is I think they're looking at it and saying, hey, we could use one more week to let him heal up 100%, and this is against an FCS opponent. We can win without Kelly Akari. And if you can't win without Kelly Akari this week,
you got much bigger
problems.
You've
got some big problems. So I think that's what that is. But, like, everybody just calm down. Everybody just calm down. Because I think everything's going to be okay. If you have one guy basically that seems to be kind of a serious injury, and that's Corey Ellington. And, you know, obviously Kelly Corey's not playing this week, but I don't anticipate that being a long-term deal. So there's some places that have some, you know, big-time injuries out for the season from star players already. So, so far, count your blessings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, the press conference to me, by and large, was just, you know, your typical week. There was definitely some coach speakiness to it in terms of, you know, excitement around the building and excitement in week one. And I did one thing that Lebby, I should have followed up, because he talked about one of my concerns is we're not wasting energy on things that don't matter. I would have liked to have heard what doesn't matter? I don't know the answer to that. And then,
well, question, you know, maybe it's like, you know, something that a player wants to wear, visor,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Possibly. And then the other question I had, which again, that's on me for not following up. We learned today that
shame on you.
I know. It's my bad. I'm not the
piece
best.
Of trash.
I wasn't gonna go that far. Jeez.
I thought we were both getting on that train. My bad.
They talked about the communications, helmet communications, and we learned that Blake Shapen and Stone Blanton are the two guys who will have the helmets, who have the green dot, and they'll be the ones communicating with the coaches. And I asked after the press conference, like, what happens when they're not on the field? Mm-hmm. Like, with Shapen, it's less of a deal, right? Because if he comes out, it's probably because he's out of the game. Blanton, I don't expect him to play every rep. So, like, who is getting that? And you know, it's not like you can just switch helmets, right? Your helmet is your helmet. You know,
I guess it depends on the hardware. Like,
to switch out? Yeah.
Is this just like an ear pad type thing that you just push into the side? Because if that's the case, you can just, maybe everybody's as capable of doing that, and you can just put it in real quick. But even then would be kind of tough because you sub out before the play starts and somebody else goes in for Stone Blanton. It's going to be interesting, and I got to think that's going to be something that's going to affect how they rotate players, because you're going to want Stone Blanton to be on the field. So, yeah, it is a very interesting question that, you know, maybe we can ask that Saturday if this is – hopefully this game goes the way we think it's going to go.
We can ask those kind of questions, right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if that's the case. Did you learn anything today that you weren't expecting to learn? Did you learn anything that maybe you were expecting to learn?
I wasn't expecting to learn much anyway. And, you know, that's why I really didn't ask any questions, because at this point, like, there's just not a lot on my mind until we actually see the game. So I didn't ask any questions today. I just kind of updated our thread that we had.
Same.
But I thought that he was pretty, you know, at the forefront of giving away information and stuff. I wasn't expecting any injury reports or anything like that. So that was nice that he came out and went ahead and kind of dropped all the personnel things so far. So that was really my main thing. Is there going to be any injuries to talk about, anybody suspended, anybody off the team, whatever. So that was good. Other than that, you know, it's kind of the same old, same old. It was a very swift press conference, maybe 10 minutes.
So we talked about after the thing we were talking about on Twitter, I follow a guy named, we had him on the podcast, Eddie Radosevich, who covers Oklahoma, and he made a tweet about it was almost 38 minutes into the press conference before Brent Venables was asked about Temple, Oklahoma's week one opponent. Mm-hmm. And you and I are both like, why is the press conference 38 minutes?
Too long.
Like, I cannot imagine a 40-minute press conference prior to the first game of the season, especially when you're playing a team like Oklahoma's playing Temple. Like, it's just incredible to me. I think we were literally done in like 15 to 20 minutes today.
At most, it was 15 minutes, I think.
It's not just the offense that's going fast. Let me get through these questions. But I'll tell you what, I appreciate that.
It was 11:45, I think, when we got done.
Well, yeah, when did I tweet?
I tweeted something about Pittman.
I tweeted, that's all for Jeff Lebby. So that was,
I tweeted something at 11:32 about 11:45. Pittman. That was like the first question was about, you know, Kelly Corey, I think, and them. And so, that was like it was basically a 15-minute press conference.
So
maybe,
yeah,
13 minutes.
Coach Lebby is here. Game week finally is my first tweet. 11:31. That's all for Lebby today. 11:45, 14 minutes. And he answered at least 10 to 12 questions.
We didn't have anything else to say. He's one of those, he's not going to really go deep into an answer. Everything.
I mean, hell, Moorhead's opening statement would take 15 minutes sometimes. He'd give you the whole depth chart.
That was tough. Moorhead, Mullen, and Leach all usually had about 20-plus minute press conferences.
Yeah. And that's funny because Leach was all just questions. He would never have an opening statement.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he'd have two or three questions that he just ranted on for about 10 minutes combined. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was a good press conference, I thought.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But, I mean, like, we will have a lot more questions when we see this team. And we will have a lot more things to talk about, I feel like, on Saturday night at 9 p.m. You know, when we have been able to look at the totality of Mississippi State's first game and kind of see how things transpired, we will start to really peel back the onions a little bit on Jeff Lebby.
They have layers.
They do have layers.
Onions have parfaits.
I learned that.
Have layers.
I learned that from Shrek. That onions had layers.
There you go.
I didn't learn that from Shrek. So, but
as Robbie mentioned there, a lot more learned after the the first game on Saturday. And I'll just give everybody a heads up. I've been working for months or thinking for months about what I wanted to do with my coverage because I feel like I wanted to do something different than everybody else, right? I had a really good thing with that post-game show a couple of years ago, and I hate Spotify for killing that app because I thought it was really good. It was unique. It allowed me to interact with you guys. So I can't find – there's nothing like that available outside of Twitter Spaces. And I worry about Twitter Spaces because on the Spotify thing, everybody's kind of using their real name, right? Whereas on Twitter Space, I'm not going to be like, all right, let's go now to 69Dog420 and let him, you know, come on there. And especially with this army of trolls, these anonymous accounts that follow all of us, the Kink Sutherlands and Tim Bigsby's of the world, I'm not dealing with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to do YouTube Live. It'll be a video.
He still loves you, Kink.
I don't, actually.
You don't love Kink?
I don't love any of those guys. They're annoying, and I wish they would just be men and put their real name on stuff and, you know, act like a man.
Well, some of them, if they're nice.
When is that? When will that be? When is that going to happen?
Some of them are.
I'll put it on my calendar so I can be ready for it that day.
They're all avid listeners of the show, though.
Great. Act like a man. So anyway.
Like that guy that shared my address.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. So you guys can feel free to share my address, too. I'm not gonna put it out there on Twitter like some people, but, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, YouTube Live. If you're not, my YouTube account has been kind of dormant over the past few years. If you want to go look at it, like I think the last thing I uploaded was an interview with JT Ginn or something like that. It's been a while since I put anything on YouTube. The nature of my job changed here at Super Talk. But anyway, we'll go live as quickly as we can after each and every game. I got to sneeze at some point here. It's just, hold on. And we'll recap the game. We'll you know, we can't take the calls, but we will have chat available. You guys can chat with me, and I'll answer your questions there in the chat room as best I can. So I think that's going to be fun. We'll do that home and away. So we'll have a late night one on Saturday the 7th. That should be fun. And then guys, let me know what you think. So if you haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Of course, you should subscribe to Robbie's YouTube channel as well for Talking Dogs. So that's every week now.
Yep.
You're back at it.
Monday nights.
So plenty of great content coming from us. Hope you guys enjoy Thunder and Lightning postgame. I think we'll have some fun with it. And it'll also be available on the podcast feed. You can get the audio from those, right?
I guess you could download it.
I'm sure you can just download it. Yeah
so I can. So I download the video from my stuff all the time for.
I can easily convert. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. No. Like, you just take the video from it, and you can probably use the audio for a podcast.
Okay.
Type thing.
That'll be perfect.
I imagine that's
perfect.
Easy.
Right. So that'll be this weekend. First one will be, like I said, as soon as I can go live after the end of the game, this Saturday. All right. Let's move into the second part of the show, which is our SEC picks, first ones of the season. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. This weekend, football is back 100%. If you haven't already, you need to be firing up the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. So if you haven't already, make sure you've got some beef to go on the grill this weekend. Or if you're going to be in the Junction, if you're going to be on campus tailgating, you got a full day. That means you can put some big cuts out there and grill up some beef for you and your tailgate party. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Bless you.
Thank you.
It's just as simple. If you're in Starkville this football season, you're going to be eating at Two Brothers. Probably going to do it more than once. I can't recommend it enough. Every time I've been to Two Brothers, it's been an outstanding experience. Look, if I have a bad experience at a restaurant, I got no problem letting you know. I've never had one at Two Brothers. It's always been top-notch, top-quality food, and the service is always great. And, of course, there's the Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant for the fanciest of sandwiches. You need to get over there this football season. If you haven't checked out the Older Brother yet, you are missing out. Both right there in the heart of the Cotton District. Both great, great additions to the Starkville restaurant scene. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of you and your business technology needs. 49 years isn't right. It's 50.
50!
50!
50!
50! If you need a new copy or a new printer, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's just a simple phone call away, guys. It's just that easy. If you need business technology, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you're at the games this fall, you need to be at Maroon & Co. Robbie tweeted out the pictures of some of the cool gear that we got from Maroon & Co. That is some of their custom gear that you cannot get anywhere else. And that's something I've been saying this whole time that they've been with us here on the podcast, is Maroon & Co. has MSU gear that you simply can't find anywhere else. You can get some of these polos at all the places that sell Mississippi State gear, but Maroon & Co. has their own line, and you cannot find it anywhere else. That's also for the Bulldog Initiative gear. If you want to be wearing that stuff that the coaches are wearing, it's only available at Maroon & Co. Plus, as Robbie talked about yesterday, custom cowbells, stuff for your tailgate, for your house, everything you need Mississippi State's under one roof there at Maroon & Co. Don't forget to use our promo code, THUNDER15. Save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Robbie Falk and I are back for another year of the SEC picks. The winner, of course, will get a free dinner on the loser. Winner gets to pick the restaurant. Loser has to pay. I won last year. Robbie won 2 years ago. So this will be our fourth one, though. I think you're 2-1. So I'm trying to even up.
22. This will be
our fourth. I'm 2-1. Yeah, I'm 2-1.
This is our fourth, yeah.
Yeah, so Robbie trying to even it up.
Well, I paid for yours at Two Brothers.
Two Brothers.
And
last year at Tyler.
And we went to Uno Mas.
Went to Uno Mas.
Because nothing was open.
I still feel bad about it.
Well, I was just like, I'm already here. Like, yeah. It takes me 30 minutes to get to Starkville, so I'm not going to just, you know, say, we're going home.
All right. Let's get through the games that I think
were depressing that everything was closed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. All right. Let's just get through the games that we're both going to agree on here. Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Arkansas. We'll both take the Hogs. Although I took
Pig Suey.
I do a pick'em with some friends, and they do by point spread. I took Pine Bluff to cover. It's 50.5.
50.5?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think, I mean, 49-0. 49-0 covers. I mean,
that's like we were talking earlier about Ohio State and Akron. Like, yeah. There's a 50.
Now, they'll cover. Ohio State will cover.
But that's one thing. Saying Arkansas is going to Arkansas is going to score 50 points.
Yeah, first. I'm with you.
What is happening with Arkansas? Like these people?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Murray State at Missouri. We'll both take the Tigers. Temple at Oklahoma. We'll both take.
Oh, you just assume that I won't go with Murray State or Temple?
If you would like to, now's the time.
I'm going with Missouri and Oklahoma.
Very good. Chattanooga, UT Chattanooga. At Tennessee, I think we'll both go with the Vols.
I think so.
Colorado State at Texas, both take the Longhorns.
Took them.
Okay. We don't worry about Mississippi State. Western Kentucky at Alabama, we'll both go with the Tide. Furman at Ole Miss, top 10 matchup. We'll both take the Rebels, though, I think, in that one.
Although it would be hilarious. I might give a pinky for that.
Easily. A pinky? Yeah, you could have it. I'll even go no anesthetic.
What do you need for the pinky?
No anesthetic. Just get a cleaver out and take her, brother. I'm
good.
I
can grip things.
Yeah. If Bob can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
All right. Alabama A&M at Auburn. We'll both take the Tigers there.
Yuck. Some of these games are gross.
Oh, this is not good. All right, I just have to pay attention. Like the SEC doesn't have the schedule week by week. Is that what I'm seeing here? Hold on, let me see if I can't make this.
No, here, I mean, it goes down to LSU and Southern Cal.
It does, so. But then it wrapped back around.
This website, why are these people getting these websites that are already awful?
Making
and
them
then
worse.
Whenever you change it into the new website thing, it's like your computer freaks out.
I was going to put this under, we might just both agree, but we'll talk it out just in case you got something to say. Southern Miss at Kentucky, any chance you... Last time Southern Miss went to Lexington, they won. Jay Hobson's first game.
I think the gap is growing significantly
right.
with Southern Miss.
We'll take Kentucky. So let's look at the games that we might have some disagreement on. Number 14, Clemson, and number 1, Georgia. That game is in Atlanta at the at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia's a 13.5-point favorite in this game. I feel like this is a game that's going to tell us a lot about Clemson.
Yes.
Like, if they can hang around, okay. Especially, you saw Florida State lose on week 0. Maybe Clemson can be the team that comes out of the ACC. But if Georgia just manhandles them, that's not good for Clemson. I'm going to take Georgia to win this one.
They're still, somehow, I mean, their roster is still really good at Clemson.
Talented, yeah.
Despite the fact that they don't really recruit kids, at least not bring them in for visits unless they're uncommitted. They tell kids that they need to be committed to them, and they can't take other visits. And then they don't really like the transfer portal. But Dabo is still hanging in. So, I mean, they have a top 5 roster still.
Yeah.
So, it is an interesting game. But Georgia's returning enough. I think they're going to be ready. They have several injuries.
Yeah.
But I think that they're going to be able to handle this. Okay. You know, before we go through this,
yeah.
Somebody mentioned, you like to interrupt me when I'm talking. You like to give a little,
Fred?
Yeah. You try to push it. You try to push me out of the way. I don't like that.
Well, I have a question. What are you going to do about it? Huh?
I'm going to call your bosses.
I am my boss.
Well, there's other people ahead of you.
Yeah. I don't listen to them. You think Will East is going to call me and be like, oh, yeah, Will, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah. Maybe.
$3 million a year this family sees from my podcast, all right?
$3 million.
I don't know.
Where's that money for me?
Hey, money trickles uphill. You know what trickles down, all right?
So I'm just a soldier.
Yeah. You pay. You pay until I tell you you don't have to pay no more, all right? You know, Richard, he killed me at Benihana's. If he wanted a steak, forget about it. I put a new wing on Peter Luger's.
So, all right. Did you shoot the waiter in the parking lot?
No, we didn't do that.
Okay.
All right. Do we both agree on Virginia Tech Vanderbilt? It's at Vandy. Is there any way the Commodores could make it interesting?
God, this is...
What do you...
Between...
How many you got?
Shut up. I hate you sometimes. No, I don't hate you. This is just a like gross Power 4 game.
Yeah,
because Virginia Tech is not what Virginia Tech has been, and Vanderbilt we know is just not going to be good. Where do I want to go here? 11 a.m. Ugh. It's on ESPN though. Thank God.
Yeah.
I think I'll go Vandy.
Really?
I mean, Virginia Tech's not good either.
They won a bowl last year at least.
Oh, hold on. I haven't done any research on Virginia Tech.
Let's have a look here.
What?
Vatech last year was 7-6.
Okay.
I should just shut my mouth and just been like, okay, I'm taking Virginia Tech. Could have got a one up.
Yeah, no, you changed my mind. I think I'll go Virginia Tech.
Okay, I'm going Virginia Tech as well. All right, I should have been quiet.
Well, they were so awful a couple years ago. Yeah, I think they really won like two or three games.
They won three games in 2022.
And so, I guess that's still in my mind. Yeah, I'll go Vitek.
Okay,
Vandy's going to be god awful again. Yeah. Vandy, we talked about this last week. Like Vandy has not had like outside of that little run from James Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
They've had like maybe like two or three winning seasons in the last.
Let me see here. So what, Vanderbilt.
20 years.
Vanderbilt. Starting last year, 2-10, 5-7, 2-10, 0-9, 3-9, 6-7 in 2018, Derek Mason, 5-7, 6-7, that was a Mason year as well, 4-8, 3-9, then you get into the Franklin years. Franklin's last year was 2013, 9-4, 9-4, 6-7. The guy is the best coach in college football this year.
Quite possibly the greatest coaching job of all time.
So, yeah, this is what I always get about Vandy. The last year, the year before he was there, they went 2-10. The year after he left, they went 3-9.
Yeah.
It's literally like he was never there. It's incredible.
Which is kind of strange that he hasn't done more at Penn State.
Yeah. I
mean, he's been solid, but.
Then you go 2-10, 2-10. They were 7-6 that one year with Bobby Johnson.
Yeah.
But they lost a terrible MSU team that year.
So, what? That was what, 03?
07.
07.
08, 08, I'm sorry. Then 5-7, 4-8, 5-6, 2-9. I mean, it's just every year. So, yeah. All right, so we both take Vitek.
God, that's unbelievable that the SEC game team of can't the, slip up.
The game of the afternoon window is Miami at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts on the Gators have been well known. We don't like them. Miami's getting a lot of pub for a team that hasn't done very much. I don't really like Cristobal, which is funny. Like 5 years ago, I might have thought Cristobal was the guy to take over for Saban. Not now.
Because that was a coup for them to get him, even with him being a Miami guy.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Hurricanes here. I just don't like the Gators. I'm going with the Canes.
What gives me trepidation on this is the fact that we both said Florida was going to lose to Utah last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Utah's quarterback was out or something. But it was like fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared that's going to happen again in this one, too. But for the sake of me not wanting to get in a hole here early, I'm going to go with Miami as well.
Okay.
And until they prove otherwise that they are a fraud,
mm-hmm.
let's just see if they come out and take care of business in this game. Because
it's fair.
You look at their schedule, and it is – if they don't win 10 games –
Miami, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't win 10 games, then it was a massive flop because the schedule was a joke.
Yeah. All right. Old Dominion at South Carolina. I think we'll both take the Gamecocks here. I just wanted to make sure that you were good with that.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Yeah.
Old Dominion is kind of like James Madison. It feels like they have some good teams in different sports.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to beat South Carolina.
All right, so we'll both take the Gamecocks. Notre Dame at Texas A&M. This is the best game of Saturday, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Should be an unbelievable atmosphere for college football. 6:30 kickoff in College Station. Notre Dame comes in at number 7, A&M number 20. New head coach at A&M. Who you got?
You know, Notre Dame is every year they're like top 10. And
yeah.
They never really, to me, do anything special.
A wise man once said Notre Dame shouldn't be ranked until they prove it.
This is like the loser of this team should just quit football so we can have one team that's overrated all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're putting both of them in there.
That's a good litmus test.
Yes. So whoever loses this is out.
Yeah.
We're going to –
They're not
we're just
really
gonna
out, but they're out.
Yeah, figuratively.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both of these teams, like, it's always, like, they can win the national championship this year. You know, Notre Dame has that documentary coming out or whatever.
Yeah.
But new energy at Texas A&M, you know they're going to be talented. Playing at home, I'm going to go with A&M. This is a top – both these teams are top 10 roster-wise. Texas A&M has the fourth most talented roster in the entire league.
Yeah.
So the roster is going to be super talented. Mike Elko is going to bring some toughness to that team. I like them. I think they're going to be better under Elko. I think they started off here by playing at home.
I also have A&M. My week one picks, I'm just going to go with what I have written down on the helmet schedule over here. I had A&M win in this game. I like them to win at home. I will take the Aggies to win this one. Is our buddy Horka, is he going to College Station? Is he going to his least favorite location on Earth?
That's a good point.
We need to ask him.
He goes everywhere. We went to Ireland last year, wherever
that was. That's true. Last but not least, in Las Vegas, Southern California and LSU. LSU is a 4.5-point favorite in this one. I don't understand the hype on Southern Cal. I don't think they're very good. They lost 6 games last year with the Heisman Trophy winner. Why on earth would I think they're going to be better?
People are calling a generational quarterback.
I think LSU's going to smoke them in this game. I've got the Tigers winning this one.
Yeah, it's just a different culture, too, with LSU, and they play just a different brand. I mean, Southern Cal looked soft last year. They haven't been super impressive under Lincoln Riley. I mean, Tulane beat them. Mm-hmm. I'm going with LSU as well.
All right, so no differences week one.
That's in Vegas.
Yeah.
So can you imagine Cajuns running down the strip after, you know.
Why wouldn't they be? Well, I feel like they would just be like everybody else.
Of course you.
I don't see what the big deal is.
Turn the microphone off and tell me what you think.
All right, then. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get them in. And you got to get them in early. We got to record early tomorrow. Robbie and I have a full day. The things that Thunder and Lightning do that I never would have guessed. But we are having lunch, and we are speaking at the First Baptist Church here in Starkville, Mississippi. So if you'd like to come out, and we're having a little Q&A. And, you got to be a church-going person, but
you have to work it.
Are we having brisket? Do we know that?
I imagine, yeah.
All right.
If our friend Nathan Taylor's in charge.
Yeah, he's a smokesman.
I've been doing this for a few years.
Mm-hmm. And they just brought me in last year.
And they brought you in last year, and I was like, do you really want to bring Brian into the Baptist church?
Hey, I thought it went well.
You only slipped up and said a cuss word once.
I don't even think I slipped up. I said it on purpose.
Well, let's try not to do that this
time. I'll try my best, all right?
Try, please.
I am going to dance, though.
And you're going to dance?
Yeah.
We do a little dancing.
All right.
We actually have, like, you know, we have interpretive dance sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure you do. So, the spirit catches you.
No, not that.
No, okay.
But we're not, I mean, there you'll hear some amens,
yeah,
and things like that, but we're not quite.
You're not snake handling up in there.
Yeah.
I got you.
We're a very traditional church.
Yeah.
In the sense that there's not a whole lot of people standing up, putting their hands up, stuff like that. It is, you come in, sit down, listen, and move on. Go to lunch.
And then after that, I got to head up to Senatobia, to Northwest Community College. Sports Talk Mississippi has a remote. It's a busy day for us, for me tomorrow. So please get your questions in early. Robbie and I are planning to record around 9 a.m. Central. So, yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.